A spasm passed through Bob Arctor, convulsing him, and then he choked out. Did he say what it was like? Sparks. Showers of colored sparks. Like when something goes wrong with your TV set. Sparks going up the wall, sparks in the air. And the whole world was a living creature, wherever he looked. And there were no accidents. Everything fitted together and happened on purpose, to achieve something, some goal in the future. And then he saw a doorway. For about a week, he saw it wherever he looked, inside his apartment, outdoors, when he was walking to the store or driving. And it was always the same proportions, very narrow. He said it was very pleasing. That's the word he used. He never tried to go through it. He just looked at it because it was so pleasing. Outlined in vivid red and gold light, he said. As if the sparks had collected into lines, like in geometry. And then after that, he never saw it again his whole life. And that's what finally made him so fucked up. After a time, Bob Arctor said, "What was on the other side?" Donna said, "He said there was another world on the other side. He could see it." "Why, he never went through it?" "That's why he kicked the shit out of everything in his apartment. He never thought of going through it. He just admired the doorway, and then later he couldn't see it at all, and it was too late. It opened for him a few days, and then it was closed and gone forever. Again and again, he took a whole lot of LSD and those water-soluble vitamins, but he never saw it again. He never found the combination." Bob Arctor said, "What was on the other side?" "He said it was always nighttime."
"Nighttime?
There was moonlight and water, always the same. Nothing moved or changed. Black water, like ink, and a shore, a beach of an island. He was sure it was Greece, ancient Greece. He figured out the doorway was a weak place in time, and he was seeing back into the past. And then, later on, when he couldn't see it anymore, he'd be on the freeway driving along with all the trucks, and he'd get madder than hell. He said he couldn't stand all the motion and noise, everything going this way and that, all the clanking and banging. Anyhow, he never could figure out why they showed him what they showed him. He really believed it was God, and it was the doorway to the next world. But in the final analysis, all it did was mess up his head. He couldn't hold on to it, so he couldn't cope with it. Every time he met anybody, after a while, he'd tell them he'd lost everything." Bob Arctor said, "That's how I am." There was a woman on the island. Well, not exactly. More a statue. He said it was of the Cyrenaican Aphrodite, standing there in the moonlight, pale and cold and made out of marble.
"He should have gone through the doorway when he had the chance."
Donna said, "Well, he didn't have the chance. It was a promise, something to come, something better a long time in the future, maybe after he," she paused, "when he died."
"He missed out," Bob Arctor said. "You get one chance and that's it."
He shut his eyes against the pain and the sweat streaking his face.